Proclamation number 3666 of 24th of January, 1946. Life of the soul, activity. The soul's life is guaranteed as soon as it receives strength and light on earth or in the spiritual kingdom. For it needs both for activity, and activity is life. The soul's activity is a spiritual one. It involves itself in the entire activity of all spiritual things, in the process of redeeming the unfree spiritual, which also includes the creation and shaping of new creations, which is incumbent upon the spiritual being in highest abundance of strength and light. For the soul's activity is also determined by its degree of strength and light, and therefore, once it has gained knowledge, it will always strive for the highest degree of maturity in order to be able to be active in a way which completely corresponds to God's will and makes itself extremely happy. A soul's degree of maturity can only be increased through incessant activity of love. Thus the eternal life, the imperishable life of the soul, necessitates its activity of love, which only then brings it light and strength. Life, that is, activity without love, does not exist, even though the human being on earth believes himself to be alive, even if he is devoid of all love. It is only his physical life which, however, he loses at the moment of his departure from earth, for the soul is already dead and powerless on earth and enters the spiritual kingdom in this state because it cannot completely pass away. Thus it is to endure its powerless state in the consciousness of its existence. It is dead until it decides to work with love and struggles for strength. Only then will it slowly awaken to life if it receives strength through loving prayer from people on earth or help from beings of light. Of souls which therefore live, i.e., are active in love, in order to release the souls from darkness. Without the supply of light and strength the soul is unable to do anything. But the supply of light and strength is only the result of the loving desire to be helpfully active itself. Everything that has emerged from God is imperishable, but more or less active. The state of inactivity, of complete powerlessness, is the state of death, which means an unspeakable agony for the spiritual, which was originally active in creating and shaping. And this agony cannot be ended in any other way than by supplying the soul with light and strength so that it awakens to life. Therefore it has to awaken love in itself. It is to muster the will to be lovingly active through the supply of strength, which makes God's mercy or the human being's mercy possible for it. Otherwise it can never ever become a recipient of light and strength and falls into the state of complete torpor, from which it can no longer redeem itself in eternities until it is forcibly guided through creation again, and a slow change of will is the result of the walk through creation. So-called dead matter is then its abode, whose life is only recognizable again when the resistance of the spiritual subsides and the deformation around it can be loosened. Then earthly life begins again. An albeit minimal activity which intensifies the more the spiritual gives up its resistance. Earthly life is only the preschool for spiritual life, for the vitality which God grants to the spiritual being in ascent development is only a means for the attainment of spiritual strength which then secures life for the soul in the spiritual kingdom. The strength of life is a means to be able to work on earth with love, so that the soul receives light and strength on earth and can enter the spiritual kingdom with it, where it can now be constantly active and thus live in bliss. Amen.